Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right. Okay. Right. I know you haven't listened to Sam's messages yet, so sorry for just launching into this, but... Wait, actually, no. Pause this now. Go back and listen to it on the group, because I am about to lose my mind and I need you to be on the same wavelength. Okay. Assuming you've heard it. Right, is he fucking joking? Whose voice is that? I need you to go and talk to every girl in halls and tell me if I'm going crazy here, or was that a fucking female fresher talking in the background? Because this is unbelievable. Okay, I'm Googling it. Do you want to hurry the fuck up? Not you, Lids. Shitting Google. Okay, it's loaded. Yes, look. Okay, the Ten Commandments. Here we go. Thou shalt not commit adultery. What part of thou shalt not commit does he find hard to understand? I mean, what even are commandments? Are they rules or what? Because it seems they can be twisted. They can be interpreted. It seems like he might be committing his dick into someone else when he already has a girlfriend. Like, this is bullshit. I can't even... Okay, wait. Come on. Let's do this then. Oh, I can't find anything. I mean, how do you get... There must be some kind of something... There's no vocal recognition software on Amazon. So you need to think of something else, Lids, because I need to know, babe. I need to know who he's with. I can't deal with being in the dark. I've been in the dark before and it's really horrible and really dark. You know what's stupid? I never believed in God, never. No offence, but whenever something like this happened before, like when bad stuff happened, like with Mike, because apparently I collect cheaters, or when you got appendicitis, I prayed to him every time, like this automatic thing looking for some kind of miracle. And I just feel so stupid for falling for thinking he might have been that. I'm such an idiot. He wants to be non-exclusive, Lids. He called it sharing the love. It makes me sick. And then he said, the Lord loves me, which, like, I'm confused. Who the fuck's the Lord? Does he mean he loves me? Because if he loves me, no. If someone loves you, they don't... Well, he's not Jesus, is he? I mean, Jesus would not do this. Nope. Jesus, he is fucking not. I've let myself down, Lids. He's not our saviour. He's just big dick energy being a big fucking dickhead. He doesn't love me. He loves himself. Using the Holy Spirit to get laid. Wow, it's original. I should have seen this coming. I should have seen it. They're all the same. So what do we do now, Lids? What do we do? Okay, I've changed my mind. I mean, this has to be some kind of joke, doesn't it? Well, does Jesus do that? Does he test people? If I could just... I need to talk to him on the phone. He'll get it. We are good together. Okay, I'm going to call him now.
Meg, I am so sorry I missed this. Things are weird with church. I turned up to prayer group and no one was there, and I can't get through to anyone. It just feels really strange. And then I left you the longest message and it deleted itself. Why? So I don't think I can say it all again. It's just too traumatic. But look, you need to call me when you get this and we're going to work out what to do, because this is not okay. We were his disciples. You don't just get extra disciples and invite them into your weird sex cult. I had my doubts ever since, you know, but I wanted to, and now he has used us, he has used God, he is, just please don't call him, okay? I'm going to make a plan, I love you, it's going to be okay.
Hey, it's me. I just wanted to say thanks for dealing with me on the phone last night.
I don't know what I'd do without you. And you're right, I feel good about this after sleeping on it. Like, I overreacted before, didn't I? It's just, this has happened to me before. Well, sort of, and, well, I watched a documentary on polyamory, and I think I could get on board with it. If that's what you want, Sam, I'll do it. And I love you too. Hang on, a weird number's calling me.
Morning, Lydia. I just knocked. Something's come up. Call me when you're free.
Oh my God, Lydia. The STI clinic just called me. I have chlamydia. This isn't happening. Fuck, this can't be real. Oh my God, I need to delete the message I just left him. Oh my God, I need you to call me back. I can't talk into my phone about this. I feel like everyone knows. Please just call me when you get this, okay? Please.
Hey, Meg. It's me. Look, just to give you a heads up, I have chlamydia. You might want to get a test. Also, did you have any more thoughts on the polyamory thing? I saw you deleted a message. Don't live with shame, Meg. Don't live with shame.
Meg, all hell literally has broken loose in Halls. I have to tell you something. I'm really sorry. There's no easy way to say this, but Sam, he just told me he has chlamydia. And so does everyone else here. I mean, it's a nightmare, and he doesn't care at all. Can you hear that? He's just practicing for a stupid concert. And at first when he told me, I freaked out. Like, you know, we didn't protect him. Jesus got chlamydia on our watch. But then the uni called asking me what's going on because there'd been so many cases registered. And I realised he's done it with everyone. Meg, girls, boys, the lady who does the post. I think you're right. Jesus wouldn't... I have to go, I'm so sorry. I'll call you later and listen to your message. Oh, I need to go and put up safe sex posters. I mean, it's a bit late for that.
Hi, girls. I hope you're both having a relaxing evening. I was thinking, there are no paintings of me yet. What are your thoughts on commissioning an artist to install stained glass windows into everyone's bedrooms? Maybe you can look into that, Meg. Also, did you get your chlamydia test yet? I'm just curious because I think I might have caught it from you. But don't worry, I forgive you. Also, so sorry, Lydia. I totally meant to email you about the changes with prayer group. I just got waylaid trying to work out how many religious vlogs I need to upload in order to become a saint when I die. Basically, it came down to numbers. I only need 12 disciples. And with you, that made 13.
He's going to kick me out of church, Meg. I know he is. It's prayer group now, but soon, I know it. What am I going to do? I can't cope without church. It's all I have. He had sex with everyone. Why didn't he want to do it with me? I didn't even get to say no to him. I mean, I don't want chlamydia, even though he pointed out it sounds like my name, but what is so wrong with me that he must know? That's why he's cutting me out. He was good. He made people pasta, and he liked things to be clean. I did this. It's my fault. It's just like with Dad. Overcomplicating things, thinking there might be something better, thinking I deserve... I'm so stupid. Everyone looks like a saviour when you need saving. And now I've lost the one thing. Because I couldn't just be happy. God, please help me. Please, God, tell me what to do. I'm going to go, Meg. I'll talk to you later.
I am going to fucking kill him. He can be a cheating, lying, singing slut monster. I don't care. He can do whatever the fuck he wants to me, but I will not let him do this to you. He will not ruin your life and live to tell the tale. How dare he? How dare he make you think something is wrong with you? This is not your fault, Lydia. He is evil. He's not fucking Jesus. He's a fucking devil. We made him. He's nothing without us. I've been going through all the options. At first, I was like, what's the opposite of bullshit patriarchal religious constructs? And I thought, witchcraft, obviously. And I found this spell online. In the olden days, it was for castration, which sounded perfect. So I tried to make the potion, but I had like zero ingredients. And in the end, I realized, nope, it's too much. We don't have time for this shit. Plus, you still want God to like you. And I'm not sure how he feels about curses. So I have a new plan. I've sent the email to you with the attachments. I found her email address on the website, so it's good to go. You just need to get them all printed. I saw you left the group. I'm going to leave now too. Let it rot in that weird place in the ether where all the old chats go to die. The WhatsApp graveyard. Okay, BRB lids. The gospel truth is coming out. Jesus is getting cancelled.
What the heck, Meg? You left the group. Look, I'm heading into the Minster for Tech, which is a big deal for the soloist, so let's talk this through later. I'm sure this is just a little bump in the road. We can do that. Oh, that's weird. I thought I just saw... Wait. That is my face. Sorry about this, Meg, it's just... Are they advertising my solo? There are posters. Outside, are they? No, what? Wait. No, what? What is this? Why are there flyers here saying... Now, hang on a minute. No, I did have chlamydia. I don't have it anymore. Antibiotics, antibiotics, this is... Hey! I'm the chosen one. I'm the messiah. Someone is against us. Someone is printing propaganda. Evil words. I need to find the vicar. No, don't look at them. It's obviously not true. The Sopranos hate me. What is this? Stop filming me! This must be what death feels like, or when people don't get picked to sing the solo, and why have they used that photo? My beard's all... There she is. I need to talk to the vicar. She'll know this is heresy. I'll call you back, Meg.
F off, Sam. It's over.
Betrayal never comes from your enemies. There will be people in your life who will claim to love you, but will turn their back on you when it's no longer convenient for them. Hello, Lydia. Who knew that in his next life, Jesus would encounter not one, but two Judases? How could you? I hope you're happy. It's over. Head chorister, gone. The vicar said you emailed her. Stripped of my robes, Lydia. Well, not literally, because I paid for them. They're mine and I get them professionally dry cleaned, so they'd have no right, but... It is finished. What will my mum say? What would my father say? When I needed a neighbor, were you there? Were you there? When I needed a neighbor, were you there? And the creed and the color and the name won't matter, were you there?
Shit was written and directed by Emma Pritchard. Meg was Mandeep Dillon. Lydia was Patsy Ferran. And Sam was Cleve September. The producers were Claire Broughton and Diggory Waite. with sound design and mastering by John Wakefield. Our title tracks are Someday by Annie Drury, Bob Bradley and Matt Parker, and My Friends Don't Like You by Lauren Henson, Bob Bradley and John Beck. Holy Shit is a Hattrick podcast.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.